Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Topic number one today, gay marriage and race. Proposition 8 in California and national opinion polls generally reflect significant differences among blacks and whites and others on this issue. Let's ask why in the context of President Obama's new stand and talk about if it matters politically to him or to community change. And our phones are open for this segment specifically for our black listeners. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And our guest is Village Voice writer Stephen Thrasher, who has a new post on this. Hi, Steve. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Brian.
And give us some background here. Some of the numbers, going back to the Proposition 8 vote in California, 60% of blacks roughly voted to ban gay marriage, 54% of Asians, 52% of Latinos. So only whites voted in the majority not to ban gay marriage, and blacks had the highest percentage of those voting for. What do you make of it?
It's interesting. I think that there's a lot of variation within each ethnic community. You'll see that the breakdown is actually far greater between age than it is between race. So you'll see generationally, older voters are very against it. Younger voters are overwhelmingly for legalizing same-sex marriage and putting equal rights for everybody. But there is a difference. There are things that you have to look at within the black community. A lot of it relates to traditional values around church. But you are seeing very effectively progressive black religious leaders coming out for same-sex marriage and a real sea change amongst leaders within the black community, especially amongst politicians.
I'll throw in another stat because Proposition 8 was 4 years ago. A recent ABC News Washington Post poll had about 55% of blacks against gay marriage nationally, about 55% of whites for it nationally. So a similar divide as they saw in Prop 8 seems to hold. And age definitely is a factor in every community. I guess the starting point is just different. Black listeners, what's your take on gay marriage? What's the divide in your family or among your friends? What do you think of what the president did and how it might affect support for him or how his words might affect other people's views? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for Stephen Thrasher from The Voice. Do you think it's about socioeconomics rather than race? I think I could make a case that lower income, less educated whites are also more disposed to be anti-gay marriage than higher income, more educated whites. And there are just more African Americans who are lower income, lower educated.
There's something to that, but I think that we also have to look at the fact that gay people are everywhere, and I think that's something we lose sight of a lot of times in the media. If you look at New York City, the highest number, according to census numbers, the highest number of same-sex headed families is not in Park Slope. It's not in Chelsea. It's actually in the South Bronx. So there are huge numbers of gay families in the black and Latino communities. But it's something that we are wrestling with in those communities, I think largely generationally. And there is a socioeconomic component to that. I think that one's ability to feel free to live out and live freely and not necessarily have to rely on family support or other financial means has a lot to do with how people are able to be really out. So I think that there are just as many gay people in these communities, but people might not be living out as much. And we've consistently seen the more people know someone who is gay, the more they're familiar with a gay family, the more familiar they the more comfortable they feel with the idea of gay marriage. So the fact that not as many people, I think, are out in lower socioeconomic areas has a lot to do with how this plays out.
Michael in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
How are you doing, Brian?
Good. What's up?
No, I just want to say I'm disappointed in the president, quite frankly. I'm African American. A majority of African Americans don't support gay marriage. It just seems to me that the president hasn't really taken into consideration the concerns of African Americans. We came out in large numbers and we voted for him. And there's a lot of issues that affect our community, education, unemployment. It just seems like the president doesn't speak to those, and this is just another issue where he just doesn't seem to be taking into consideration what our concerns are or what our feelings are.
Why is this one of your concerns? I mean, education, jobs, obviously that affects everybody. Why is it your concern who somebody else loves or marries?
That's the issue, right? It's not about who someone loves, right? I mean, this is not an issue of who someone loves. This is an issue of whether or not it's necessary to topple an institution that traditionally has been heterosexual, right? I mean, I don't think that most African Americans really care about who someone decides to love. But I don't think it's necessary to topple the heterosexual institution in order to give gay and lesbian people the equal rights that heterosexuals enjoy in terms of marriage. I just don't think that's necessary.
Why do you think that there is a difference by race in these statistics of support? Do you have any theory?
I do. I mean, you have to understand. I'm glad you asked that question. You have to understand that African Americans come from primarily from a rich tradition, religious tradition. African Americans, I believe, are far more conservative on social issues than the mainstream media would allow to be known. It's just that if you go across the board, we have a lot more in common, probably, with conservatives in terms of social issues than most people speak about.
And yet a lot of white conservatives would say blacks in America are leading the way at toppling another family institution, the two-parent household.
But that's an issue, right? That's an issue with, and I think that's true, right? I mean, it is a shame that there is a lot of African American children that are born in a single family home. But I think that's something that's happening countrywide across races, right? I mean, even within the white population, there are less children being born to a two family home.
Definitely,
than it
was the trend is in the same direction for everybody. A lot more among African Americans, though. But Michael, thank you very much for starting us off on the phones. Let's go next to E. E, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. A bit nervous, but and please just give me a moment. I just feel like whenever this issue is discussed, it often is the argument that's out there that seems to be the predominant argument that people seem to want to put out there is that black people on a whole have issues with gay marriage and issues with gay rights. And my thing is that that is not the case. I think when pollsters poll certain people and when they talk to African Americans, me, I'm black and I'm part of the LGBT community, they talk to certain segments of the black community, and that is that, you know, people who, if they're church going, they belong to a particular church group, maybe the Southern, you know, Baptist or some kind of, you know, element of black churches that are against.
So polling error. But then when the polling error.
No, but let me finish. No, it's not just polling error, but there are lots in which never gets reported in the media. There are lots of LGBT people of color who actually do go to churches on a regular basis, and it may not be those churches that are often that people, you know, want to highlight pastors who are against gay marriage or against gay rights or so forth, and those, you know, black folks are not, you know, are never consulted or taken into consideration. Also, in terms of gay marriage, I'm glad Steve, your guest, had mentioned that there are large segments of people of color who are LGBT that are coupled, and, you know, if they had resources and had the time to be out there when they're gay marriage protesting, you would see them instead of the sea of white faces that you normally do in these arguments. And a lot of people ignore the fact that there are loads across this country of LGBT people of color, but their issues are not primarily, you know, what LGBT establishment groups advocate, like Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and gay marriage. They're more concerned with housing discrimination based on LGBT, based on, you know, sexual orientation. The job discrimination, they're not affluent gay people. When people think of gay people, they often are thinking of, you know, white people. Mm-hmm. And so the idea that gets put out there and that's, you know, that it keeps getting advanced.
Right, marriage.
There are all sorts of LGBT black people, you know, or Hispanics who have this issue, and it's only a certain segment of the community.
I'm going to leave it there and get Steve's reaction and move on. But some really important thoughts there, and my guest Stephen Thrasher from The Village Voice. You know, why is marriage the top issue? And does this kind of break down by race? Marriage is seen these days as the ultimate signifier of somebody's equal humanity. But we're not having the same specific nationwide debates on housing discrimination based on LGBT status, employment discrimination. And you could probably get a real good conversation going between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney on how much leeway landlords and employers should have.
Right. There is a lot to the LGBT question that is focused, I think, too much on marriage. And marriage is a very middle-class value, if you will. This is something that I think plays very well across the broad national audience, but it is not the only concern of LGBT people. And I think E brings up a big point that there are other things that are very important to gay people. Most of the heads of the LGBT organizations are almost all exclusively white men, and marriage gets a really big play. But there are other things. Bullying has really come into its own, I think, as an issue in the past few months. And then you also have issues like LGBT youth homelessness, which is something else I've written about, that vastly affects black and Latino youth. It's a really hard thing to build a lot of interest around because it is not around middle-class values. It deals with homelessness. It deals with sex work. It deals with drug use. It deals with economics, lots of things that are kind of hard to have a gala fundraiser around. So I think E brings up a big thing, that those are things that are a big problem for LGBT communities of color, and especially for children who maybe get thrown out of their homes because they have homophobic families. So that is something that's very important.
Let's do some politics around this. And one of the questions that everyone is asking is, might this impact President Obama in November? Specifically, might he lose some of the black voters who came out so overwhelmingly for him in 2008? Here is a clip of the journalist Turay on MSNBC on Wednesday.
The black community in particular is a little behind the curve here, right? 55% of black people are telling pollsters they are against gay marriage. 55% of white people are saying they are for gay marriage. So we are behind the curve, behind the trend of America, which is going toward acceptance of gay marriage for years now. And I wonder if this will not create a crisis of conscience for some black voters, especially religious voters, especially older voters, who were supportive of Obama before and now have to say, what is most important to me? Do I need the brother to be reelected and I'll put what we talk about on Sunday aside? Or, well, I got my God and my Bible, my minister, and we've been talking about this for years, and I need to focus on that, and maybe I'll stay home. Don't think they're going to go to Mitt Romney, but maybe they'll stay home. Maybe they don't send in that $100 they did last time. Maybe they don't knock on doors like they did last time.
Turay on MSNBC, Stephen Thrasher from The Village Voice. I gather you disagree.
I disagree. I wrote a post yesterday, 5 reasons why I thought Turay was wrong about this. The black political class is really on top of leading this issue as a civil rights issue, as it was 40 years ago. It's useful to remember that not all black people were with Dr. King and with many of the people for civil rights when they were going through everything in the 50s and 60s. But black politicians are very much on this issue, not exclusively, but we have to look at the fact that the president of the United States is now for same-sex marriage. The only black governor in the country, Deval Patrick in Massachusetts, is for same-sex marriage. In my post, I put out several different mayors who are for it, who've had no problem getting elected. And then if you look at the Congressional Black Caucus, many members of that caucus are co-sponsors of the Respect for Freedom Act, which is the act to repeal DOMA, to make same-sex marriage legal on a federal level in every state. And it's not, you know, just a smattering of people. Keith Ellison, the first Muslim American member of Congress, is a co-sponsor of that. The chair of the Congressional Black Caucuses, as well as Congressman John Lewis, who was in the Selma marches with Dr. King and is from Georgia. This is not just a regional area. Black politicians across the country are embracing this position.
Ledwin in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Ledwin, hello.
Yeah, Brian. How are you doing? I just wanted to talk about how why there might be a difference in opinion between the black community and the white community. And since I grew up kind of in both communities, I think it's because when I lived in the black community, the gay people I tended to meet tended to be very out and effeminate and very, very much ticking off a lot of the stereotypes you think of, you know, swishing your hips, snapping your fingers, all that stuff.
Those are the ones you saw.
Right. For most of the time. And whereas then, you know, when I would live in a white community, the gay people I would see would be more like, you know, like Will from Will and Grace, or just there, and nothing, you know, sticking out about them at all.
How would you know?
And,
There could have been black ones that you didn't know either, if you couldn't tell.
Right. But what I mean, what people tend to frame as their frame of reference in the black community, from what I've found, is the stereotypical ones they've seen most of the time, whereas, you know, the people in the white community are running into something completely different, and that's where the opinion change, I think, is coming from.
You think? Do you think?
I think it's wrong, either way. Uh-huh.
Right. You think that opposition is wrong to gay marriage?
Oh, absolutely. I don't see why anybody has a problem with it. So, it doesn't affect another person if somebody else gets married.
Right. But that's your analysis as well.
I thought there's an interesting thing he brings up. When I used to sing for years in a gospel choir here in New York City that was very gay, pro-gay, multi-ethnic, and that was an interesting aspect of my personal life. When I worked for StoryCorps for a year and I was traveling around the country collecting stories for their GRIO project of African-American stories, I thought when I was going to be in the South for 4 months, I wonder how out I will be. It's not something I specifically think about all the time. And I was working with a lot of black churches to bring in interview participants. And when I would go to black churches and see their choirs and meet with them and try to get them to come into the StoryCorps booth, I saw that very, very many men were obviously gay. I mean, this was something that you could really tell. They weren't talking about it marching in the Christopher Street Day Parade like my choir did in New York City. But I could tell that a lot of people were gay. It just wasn't acknowledged, but you could obviously tell. And it's an interesting dynamic in the black community. I think people know that they have members of their family that are gay, even if they'll say that they're just living with their roommate or whatever. But I think that the president coming out in support of more equal rights for people will actually help facilitate conversations in those families to be more open.
So you think that's an underreported dynamic here in terms of politics? We shouldn't just be debating, will President Obama's black vote be affected by his taking that stand? And that's in opposition to some in the community. But will he, as an opinion leader, actually move the community's opinion?
I think entirely. I mean, you'll see that President Obama has had 95% support from the African-American community, roughly, in polls over the past few years. Most people have known where he stood on this issue. Yes, he came out further forth this week. But he has a lot of credibility with the black community. The black community has 25% foreclosure rate, very high rate of unemployment. They've given this president a lot of leeway. And the fact that the first African-American president, the leader of the free world, is now saying this is something that we should do, I think that will affect people and help them at least have conversations, if not change their mind.
Slip in one more voice here. Desiree in Park Slope. Desiree, we've got about 30 seconds for you. Hi.
I live in Park Slope. I'm African American. I'm a lesbian, and I grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, in a very religious household. It's religion and generation that affects the black people who happen to be anti-gay and who happen to think that gay people shouldn't be married. It is about religion, not about race. It has nothing to do with race. If you ask people who aren't religious what they think about gay marriage, they either don't care or they say, yeah, sure, what? Who cares? It's about religion. And it's about age. And the fact that people always start at race and don't focus on religion and age is what is so frustrating for me about this conversation. It has been since Prop 8 passed.
Thank you very, very much. And I think we're going to leave that as the last word, unless you want to slip something in and just a 10-second soundbite.
I just think there's a lot to that. Ruben Diaz, who tried to drive a wedge between blacks and gays, was the only
state senator in New York from the Bronx.
Yeah, of all the black and Latino legislators, he was the only one against same-sex marriage, and I think that was really around his religious community.
And he's pretty old, and his son, who's the Bronx Borough president, is not against gay marriage.
He tries to have it both ways, but his granddaughter is out and lesbian.
Stephen Thrasher from The Voice, thanks a lot for talking about this with us.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Listeners, you can keep the conversation going at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Coming up next, J.P. Morgan's $2 billion credit hedge loss And the 900 million of us who made Facebook a success, will we get a shot at the IPO? Stay with us.